Avocado.
Yeah. Oh,
hey, are you on your way down to Orlando right now for the America's Got Talent auditions?
Today's my big day.
I know. Are you on your way there?
No, I'm sitting here right now.
But I hear birds. What time was he supposed to be there?
Yeah.
No one even told me.
Oh, well.
Come on.
You're waiting till the day of? All right. You're supposed to be there at 1 o'clock. What time are you leaving?
Is that the time?
Yeah.
Oh, now I find out.
Well, you should have asked earlier.
How about this? Can you, after work, stop by and maybe for lunch?
So, do you want me to just come by for lunch? You're going to skip the America's Got Talent thing and you and I eat sandwiches together?
The whole reason they came in was for Avocado. I don't know if he knows that, but the whole reason why we agreed to have them come in was so that he could come in and show his
guitar
skills.
And we not only got you to audition for a producer, but then they gave you a front-of-the-line pass.
Right.
Right. I have no way there. But
what about Mamacado?
No.
Yeah.
No. How about? I thought no, because you did say we are going to take him there.
No, he never said that.
No,
never.
No. Mike said that.
What about the time when you asked me to come over for a sandwich?
Well, how about can we do that today? And maybe I might get a little bit less depressed.
Listen, Avocado, here's what you do. You plug in your guitar into the amp. Plug the amp into the wall. Make sure the electricity is flowing through it.
Play it for a couple of seconds.
And then dump a bucket of water on your head, and you will time travel there.
Yeah.
Why can't we go out to lunch today?
Why do I have to go out to lunch with you? I've done nothing wrong.
No, just I don't know. Just
for the same reason you've never gone to lunch any other day.
Yeah. I don't understand why that came as part of the equation.
No, right off 54, but you know, some lunch over here at one of the restaurants.
I don't care if it was across the street from my house. The convenience is not the reason I don't want to hang out with you.
Well, it would. I don't know. I would like it.
Oh, okay. I would like to go to lunch with Pamela Anderson, but it's probably not going to happen.
Well, it could happen if Rob can make it happen.
Yeah. If I call her a voicemail enough, maybe she'll say yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's go to lunch.
No, I'm not. I have no interest in having lunch with you. In fact, I'd find it difficult to eat across from you.
All right, and so what? What about tomorrow?
No, you're not listening to me. I couldn't be more blunt about it. I have no interest in spending free time with you.
It's not a time-sensitive deal.
Yeah, yeah.
It is never going
to happen. In fact, I've got nothing to do tomorrow, and I still don't want to hang out with you.
Dude, you got the concert tomorrow.
Tomorrow night.
Right.
Okay.
And the commercial said 6 o'clock again.
Okay, I understand, but I don't want to go to lunch with you. Do you understand that?
What time is the concert now?
8 o'clock.
Okay, but the commercial just said 6 about a little half hour.
Listen to me. I'm not talking to you. Is that Kiefer Sutherland on
the
phone? So why am I talking to Avocado Rocker if
you picked
Kiefer
up
Sutherland
the phone?
I'm sorry. Goodbye, Avocado.
Hello, Kiefer.
Okay.
Hello.
Kiefer Sutherland, how are you, sir?
I'm good, man, and hello, Avocado.
That is the best.
I mean, how does that ever work for you?
This morning.
Fans just assume. Has it ever happened to you? Fans are like, oh, I know you from the movies. We should go to lunch sometime. How do you say no to that?
It's tricky. you either change your number or move.
Because you don't want to be a dick, but then again, you don't want people following you around asking you to go to lunch
right.
all the time. Anyway.
It's a tricky issue.
I'm very excited to talk to you today. First of all, I'm probably one of the very few straight men that you will talk to today that although I'm well aware of the huge success of 24, did not watch 24 only because I have kids and I never have time to sit down and watch TV. But man, there has not been a show that got straight guys more into another guy than 24. Every guy in their 30s wants to be Jack Bauer, man.
Oh, well, that's cheers. It was, it was a gift of a lifetime for an actor, and got to do 9 seasons of it, and every one of them was a real pleasure for me.
You know, what we had in here is a Rice Cub, Mary Lynn Rice Cub.
Yeah,
is that her name. She was real nice.
Yeah.
You guys had what a tight relationship the two of you had, both on screen, and she loves you off camera.
Well, she's amazing, and she's one of the great comedians of our time. One of my favorite things, if we were shooting, whether we were shooting in Washington or whether we shoot in London or whatever, she would just find a club and do some stand-up. And she's a great, great comedian as well as an actor.
Yeah, that's what she was doing here in town, doing comedy. And it's so surprising to see her in a dramatic role and know that she's so funny. This is Kiefer Sutherland on the phone with us. She's got a new movie out called Forsaken. Now, I'm going to guess by our rate of talking to celebrities on the show that you are either making a ton of money on the back end of this movie, or is this a passion project for you to be putting yourself through the torture of doing morning radio today?
Well, first of all, it's a pleasure being on the radio with you guys, but liar. You are right. It is a it is a passion project for me. I've wanted to work with my dad my whole career, and this is the first time we've had the opportunity to do it.
How is that so? Were you and your dad, did you always have a good relationship? Like, I can't believe it's taken this long.
We've had a good relationship. I grew up with my mom, and my dad and my relationship really kind of started in my late teens. And it's hard. He works an awful lot. I was working an awful lot. And I think I made the mistake of waiting for the perfect material to kind of just land on my desk. And when that didn't happen, started developing this story, which is ultimately the film that we're talking about called Forsaken. And I wish I'd done it earlier, but the truth is I didn't. And I'm really glad he finally got the opportunity now.
First of all, Donald Sutherland, a fantastic actor.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm 44 years old, but I remember seeing a replay of Clute on TV when I was a kid. Uh-huh. He plays a good serious guy. He could play a good bad guy, and he plays a really good creep when he has to. And now, and we were talking about this morning who everybody in the room's got their favorite Kiefer Sutherland movie. Who loves Young Guns? Who loves to be a standout in a movie like A Few Good Men with all those great actors in the movie and still have the part you did in Walk Away Strong. We each have our own. So to see you two together. Now, this is a Western movie?
It is. It's a Western. And I've always believed that Westerns were kind of the purest form of American storytelling. And I just love them. You know, growing up as a kid, I'm one of the few actors my age who's been able to make three or four of them. Really lucky with being able to do the two Young Gun pictures as early as I did. So this is a classic Western. It's got all the gunfighting. It's got all, you know, one of the things I've always loved about a Western is we believe that life was simpler then and people were good or bad. And it has a bunch of bad people trying to push people off their land and take their land away. And my character is a gunslinger who's put up his guns to reconcile with his father. And you can see where the story goes from there.
Yeah, good.
But at its heart, it's a story about a father and a son trying to reconnect. And I think, in my experience, the father and son dynamic is complicated. And there's always that awkward moment where the young lion tries to take over from the older lion. And I don't have any other friends, any friends that haven't had a similar experience with their dad.
Sure.
And as a father, I've had the same experience back. So I just thought it was a really interesting thing to explore within the context of a Western. And having been able to do that with my real father.
That's pretty awesome. That's pretty awesome, although there would be it would be cool also, I think, like my dad and I have a similar situation. We get along really well now, but I'd like to shoot him in a movie. Like if he didn't get to play it. I just get an opportunity to be like, I love you, but this is never going to happen in real life.
Right.
I'd like to see how it plays out. How old are your kids?
My youngest daughter is 28. My oldest daughter is in her 30s. Oh. And I have two grandsons who are 10 and 5.
Jack Bauer's a grandpa? I had no idea. Do the grandchildren know how cool you are? Like, do they understand that you're cool? Really?
Well, I mean, the grandchildren for me, I think I had kids when I was really young because I knew that was the only time I was going to have the energy. grandkids and I got to take a nap.
One of my buddies was looking at last night when I told him you were going to be on the show. Who did you live with when you? Oh, Robert Downey Jr. You guys lived together for a couple of years, right?
We did when I first got out to L.A. I shared an apartment with two different guys, and Bobby Downey was one of them.
Dude, that means to me that there was not a girl that was safe in that 30-mile range.
Oh yeah,
or a drug that had not been done. What there was
there
what?
Wasn't much that was safe. There wasn't much that was safe.
Yeah, yeah.
That apartment.
Wow, you guys need to. That's the next document. That's fantastic, man. That must have been what a great career you've had, Kiefer Sutherland. The movie is called Forsaken, and it's him and his father, the great Donald Sutherland, doing a movie together. It is in theaters now, and on demand now, which I don't know about you. Actually, I would assume a guy as famous as you likes to watch movies but doesn't want to go to the movie theater.
Well, I think one of the cool things is if you take a look at home theaters now and people's sound systems in there and their TVs now getting so big, a lot of people have better home systems than you actually find in the theater. So I agree, video on demand is a very comfortable way to go.
I'd pay $100 to be able to sit home and watch
Absolutely.
That movie in my house as opposed to go out somewhere. One more thing before we let you go and do a bunch of other horrible radio today. Back in the day, I used to write for a radio station that you voiced it, right? Blink, in it was in New York?
Yeah, in New York, yeah.
Yeah, and I was so excited because they used to go, just sit in this room and write a bunch of stuff for this, and then we're going to take it to Kiefer in a hotel room, and he's going to record it. And they dangled the opportunity to me to go up there and record with him, and then they were like, oh, you're not going to make this trip. You'll make the next one. Never got to meet him. Wrote a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, it's a long life. We'll have to hook up somewhere down the line.
Well, man, listen, congratulations on all your success. The movie Forsaken in theaters and on demand now. Check it out. A pleasure to have you on the show, buddy.
Thanks so much, and thanks for the support, and have a great rest of your morning, guys.
Good luck with the zoo nut hut you're going to talk to next. have a great day, pal. See ya.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.